Hello.
Hi, Raymundo. It's Gail at Local Splash. Did you have enough time?
Hey. Yes, but unfortunately, she's in a meeting right now.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's my luck.
Can she send somebody out to her car to grab your wallet and bring it in?
Well, I guess they're in the meeting. They're in the conference meeting.
Ah, gotcha.
So she's going to call me as soon as it's over.
Okay. Does she know about how long they have left?
No, I don't. She don't.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, let's keep filling your info in. You don't happen to have your card number memorized. I know some people do.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I've got to
call.
Gotcha.
Like I said, I have my routing and my account number memorized, but not the card.
Let's see. And that would be for a debit account?
That would be for my business debit account, yes.
Okay, let me ask.
Because that's where the money will be pulled from anyway.
Gotcha.
So instead of pulling it directly from my card, you would be pulling it from my account, which is pretty much the same thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Yep, we can't do that. Let me think here. Let's get everything else set up. Do you have another card you could put it on for now? We can always switch it later. It's in your wallet. How far away is your mom's work?
Not too far, but I don't have a vehicle. I just said my father left in the truck.
Okay.
What time do you guys close? How long can you wait for me?
We actually close in about a half hour.
Oh, my God. I'm ready to pull the trigger.
I know. Would your dad have a card that he, then we'd have to get his authorization to, and that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And
your dad can't run over.
Hold on. That's probably one of the air ticks. Have you girls seen my wallet by any chance?
No.
No, baby?
No, they sound so sweet. How old are they?
They're 7 and 11.
Oh, nice ages. They sound like absolute dolls.
They are. They're my angels.
Oh.
Unfortunately, one of them has got a severe cold this week, but she seems to be doing a lot better today.
That's good.
Problem is that we went to the lake on Sunday, and I know it's in that back pocket of the passenger seat.
Oh, goodness.
Of my mother's car.
And she can't break for just a minute to give you a hand, huh?
Nah, because she's the bank manager, so she's...
Well, she's the boss lady, then.
But she's either running the meeting or... has to be present for the meeting. Like maybe a banker could take out. I don't know. But
no way to actually. It must have been somebody else at the bank that you had to talk to. Then said she was in a meeting.
You couldn't call me yesterday, or.
I know, right?
Or, I don't know, maybe. Maybe at the beginning of the call, I could have called, I could have talked to her. I know, I'm pretty positive it's in their back. It's in the passenger seat in that little pocket of her car.
Oh. Oh.
It's a fact. I'm going to keep looking, though.
Okay. And I'll keep filling in here, too, while you look.
I mean, even, say you guys close. You guys are going to close in 30 minutes. Your
right.
team won't be back at it till tomorrow. Correct?
Right, right. And that's what I'm thinking as a last resort. We could
call,
do the credit card info
me.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
otherwise,
that's
what time does your mom's work close?
She closes at 5.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sure
she's going to fold over before 5, but
okay.
Like I said, tomorrow morning, I don't know, what time do you guys open?
We open at 7.
At 7. Our time? You're
yes.
in the same time zone, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes.
So, is that possible, something we could do? You can call
that's,
me at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as last resort. Either that, I could actually... So, I do work from home. I could... you know what? We could do this. I can pop back in to our system. I can still dial out. If you dialed in, you'd just get voicemail. But I can
uh-huh.
dial out. I'd be happy to stop back by my computer again after, you know, if whatever, whenever you think you might be able to get a hold of your mom, give you a call back, then we can wrap it up yet today.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, if you... For sure, if we want to make it up, because if I tell you call me in an hour, I don't know if I'll get a hold of her by then.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if we want to make it a for sure thing, I'll have the card in my hand. You can call me
okay.
at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, tonight. Okay. All right.
And
6:30.
I can, by then, I should have my card in hand, and we can finish
okay.
the process.
All right.
Or we can at least run the card, and then tomorrow morning when you guys open up, we can finish the process.
Well, we'll finish the info part now. That way it's all out of the way and in the system. And then, yes, let's do that. We'll do 6:30 tonight. So let's finish the info part. So next... Now, a couple of things, there's no additional charge. They are included, but they're optional. So the first one is call tracking. Did you want the call tracking where we track how many clicks and calls you're getting?
And you said no additional charge?
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. I say go for it. So I'm going to send you a text that's got info on that, and then I'm going to put a yes on here that you do want that. And then
okay.
the next
Hold
item...
Hold on. Before we go any further, you wanted me to yeah. click yes on one of the texts.
Oh, yes.
Could I do that?
Yes. Please.
Okay.
The one that's local / CIE.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, let me put on speaker. Now... Let me head over to my messenger. The one that says local / my direct line, yours, the number for customer service.
Oh, this would be an email. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Head to my email. So, And there, you know, the one that says N-E, an N, and C.
That's the one. Yep, that's the one. There should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay. And what am I saying yes or no to?
That's confirmation of your onboarding call tomorrow at 3. And I'm glad you remembered that, Raimundo. Do you prefer to be called Ray or Raimundo?
Ray's fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
But
and I told you...
Right.
What's that? It'll be, 3 o'clock tomorrow. Yep. I still got that appointment in there for you.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, good grief. Tomorrow is Thursday. It'll be Friday at 3, and I did the input Friday at 3.
Yeah, it's correct here. I'm just making it.
I'm glad. Yeah, I don't know how I got it in my head that today was Thursday. I'm not done yet this week. I have things to do. And then while you're doing that, Ray, the next question is, now, we just rolled out a new app about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's called our Splash app. And what it is it's an app that you can download from the Play Store. And you can send and receive calls from it without people knowing your personal cell phone number. So you use the same cell phone that you have now. So it's also included, but it is optional. Some people don't want to have that on there.
I will have to apologize. I was scheduling you into my calendar just to make sure. Can you repeat that?
No worries. You bet. So we rolled out a new app about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It is included, so there's no additional charge for it. It's our Splash app. You can actually download it from the Play Store, and you can send and receive calls through that app without people knowing what your personal cell phone number is. But you use the same cell phone that you have now. You just dial through the app. Is that something that you'd like to have?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't have to use it, right?
No, not at all. And if you don't like it, you can just completely ditch it.
I use it for when I do the estimates. And then once I get the client established or something, they can have my phone number.
Sure. That's entirely up to you. Absolutely. All right. Let me get all of this and make a couple more notes. This will get everything else out of our way. And then all we'll need to concentrate on is just getting your credit card info in. So let me double check to make sure I've got everything. That all looks good. That looks good. All right. And I'm going to create your subscription so that that's all ready to go. All right. Okay. Waiting for everything to update here on my end. There we go.
So I have your direct line already, correct?
Yes. Now, because our call center will be technically shut down, you think, will you be able to? No, you wouldn't be able to dial me. Actually, you could. I'm not going to say you could. You might be able to. It'll just be better if I dial you back at 6:30.
Okay.
Then I know there won't be any hiccups. I know I can dial out, so that's not a problem. All right.
So then, how would it work when I do need you? I can only call you during working hours?
Right. You'll be able to reach me during work hours, so between 7 and 4.
Okay.
And alright. So I've got everything all set up here. We've got that appointment made for tomorrow. And I've got your subscription set up. Got all my, what's that?
For Friday.
Friday. Oh, goodness gracious. Thank you again. I'm staring right at it. Friday. I even typed out Friday.
I don't even know why I'm correct. Oh my gosh.
And I don't know why I keep thinking it must be Thursday. This is just crazy. So for Friday, yes, at 3 o'clock. So I've got everything all set here.
I'm hoping tomorrow's Friday.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. All right, Ray. Well, I've got everything set on this end. The listing is yours, so I'll call you back at 6:30, and we'll just get credit card info. It'll take us about 5 minutes, and we'll be done. We'll be all set. Sound good?
All right.
All right. I'll call you back then. Thanks. Thanks, Ray.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.